Maestro Manfred Honeck, here we are in your new suite, becoming a new masterpiece, I'm sure. We've got festive decorations coming from the ceiling, and the white walls will soon have art. Bravo. Good job.
Well, actually, it was time to change my room. It was, to my knowledge, built actually in a time when Lauren Marcel was music director, and it was not changed in sense. We thought now this is time to renovate it, and having new furniture also here, which is, I think, after that long time, 30, 40 years, time to do it.
Well, you are a marvelous decorator, on top of your other many talents, which we heard over the weekend. It was so great with the fantastic program featuring Noah Bendix Bogley and Ann Martindale Williams, and the Chatterbox Polka with the young soloists with their percussion instruments. Bravo. That was also a magnificent job.
Well, the Thanksgiving concert are all very special, and the holidays are also for us an enormous joy to make music and bring people here. And I felt that the audience was really very appreciative and loved the program. The program itself, I liked Bersner also very much, because it showed music of different epochs of the music history. Vivaldi, 1741, composed, died in Vienna actually, and then he composed this concerto for violin and cello. And Mozart overture, we had a piece by Florence Price for the 20th century. In the 30s, she composed that, and 1930. And Richard Strauss, Rosenkavalier. Very romantic, post-romantic, and Noah Bendix Bogley's Klezmer Fantasy. It showed such a variation of music, and that's actually that what we wanted to present, music from different epochs and joyful music people can enjoy with their families, and we had all enormous fun actually on the stage.
Well, this week will be amazing, too, with two different programs. We have Handel's Messiah and Mozart and Schumann, all in the space of a week with the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to this program as well. First of all, Mozart's C minor mass is a masterpiece. I think it is the best, one of the best and glorious pieces of Mozart, beside a Mozart Requiem, I would say. He composed that actually in 1782 or 83, we don't know that really very clearly. The fact is that Mozart has married Constanze, his wife, and he promised to write a substantial piece for her, and we all believe it is the C minor mass. He mentioned that one time in a letter, that if I bring Constanze to Salzburg, I want to write a piece. And indeed it is a very challenging piece for a soprano. Constanze, his wife, was a soprano singer, and one of the most beautiful moments in the mass is the Et Incarnatus Est. It's a 7 minute long piece for a soprano solo and orchestra, actually soloists also, flute, oboe and bassoon have a lot of solistic moments, and that's also the reason why I will bring these three soloists in front of the stage and for this moment. And Mozart has written that, for me it is very clearly for his wife Constanze, as a thank you, as a gift of votive, what we would say in German. And I want also to say, and this is also for me amazing, what kind of popularity this Et Incarnatus has. Some years ago, I got a call from my manager asking me, Manfred, what are you doing at Christmas? and said, well, you know, so I'm spending Christmas at home. This is my holiday, and there's nothing but you can bring me, take me away from home to spend time Christmas with my family in Austria. Then he said, but what about if the Pope calls you and wants you to perform? I said, well, then I have to talk with my family. And indeed, it turned out that Pope Francis was asking especially for this 7-minute piece of the C minor Mass of Mozart, Et Incarnatus Est. And I performed this on Christmas Eve in Rome. And it was a special wish of him. And he heard a recording, and he got in love with this recording in the 70s with Iliana Kotrubas. As you know, there is some different version of this piece, but he wanted to have especially this version. So he's a big fan of this C minor Mass, and it just reminds me myself on what I experienced some years ago when I did this beautiful and magnificent piece in Rome.
I remember it well. I was watching the Christmas Eve Mass seen around the world on television, and it really was a magnificent moment. The Mass is incomplete. Why, and what do you do about that, that we don't have, what is it, the credo? What is missing? There are several pieces missing.
Actually, there are the Agnus Dei is missing, and there are some smaller parts also unfortunately missing, and we really don't know that, why it is unfinished. There are two reasons that might be sense. The first reason is that in that time when he composed it, and there was an order by the Salzburg Archbishop not to have too long pieces in the Mass. But this is a longer piece, and therefore it could not be performed, and he realized it is not possible to perform this during a liturgy in a Catholic Mass. That might be one of the reasons. Another reason is that Constanze's and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's first son, Leopold, had died. And that was probably a very depressive, for sure, a very depressive moment, so that he could not finish that emotionally, I think. It was 1 year old, and can imagine what it meant for both of them. That's a theory. We really don't know that, but fact is, it is regarded as one of the most fantastic music, a Missa Solemnis. It's one of the best pieces of Mozart and in the whole music literature.
It's going to be sensational. And your soloists?
We are very fortunate to have wonderful soloists here in America, especially the female singers. The parts are very challenging for them. And we were lucky that Ying Fang is singing the first soprano, this Et Incarnatus Est, which I talked about. Ying Fang was also Ilya in my production in the Met in last September. So I know her very well, and I'm so glad that she comes to us and sing that. And she herself told me that she's very much looking forward to sing the singers with me and with the orchestra. And Miss Snaufer is the second soprano, and we have also Timothy Fallon as a tenor. And I think Alexander is, who we know already, is also a good friend of the orchestra. He was singing Messiah with us as well the last years. We have a very good cast. It's a a brilliant cast and with beautiful, clean and pure voices, which is for me extremely important. I believe that Mozart's parts should not be casted with romantic and heavy voices. The music asks for purity. And I think all of those four singers can really offer that. And I was very keen to look at and hear their voices before I cast them.
You are devout. You go to Mass every day. This is a familiar world for you. Unfortunately, in the modern world, fewer and fewer people have faith and go to church, go to Mass, follow any sort of religion. For those folks, what would you say about the performance of Mozart's C minor Mass? You just enter into it. You don't have to understand all of the religious connotations of the Mass. You don't have to be devout to be moved by it.
Absolutely. The Mass offers everything what a human, whether you believe or not, it offers any emotion. And the fact is, and whether you go to church or not to go to church, there is a longing for something. And we all agree, and many people tell me that there is something, they feel something greater. Some call it God and some call it differently. You know? So I think in the music, you are getting an answer for that, what you are looking for, what is longing for. And we are human. We know that we are not only made to work in your job and then go home and eat, and then the next day you do the same, or and then you meet friends. There is something more what we are experience. We have emotions, and thankful we have heart and emotions. We have something which we cannot describe, really. And that's the same with music. We cannot describe music. Why do some people start to cry when they hear a beautiful melody? It always happens. You know, it's so clearly in the nature of a human being. And I believe that a Mass like Mozart C minor Mass, with this deep felt music, it makes something different in your, and can change also your life. I really believe that it changes my life also, because I as many times I am doing that, I'm always so impressed and so touched by this harmony and by this melody, and this kind of I think experience is the reason why we are here, why we are doing music, and why we are believe it is substantial also that people come to the Heinz Hall, come to them to listen to the wonderful Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, because you experience something more than usual.
Handel's Messiah, one performance only. We sometimes hear Messiah complete, we sometimes hear it in vicinity of Easter, the Easter portion, the Christmas portion. What are we going to hear this weekend? We're hearing the Christmas portion of Messiah.
You hear actually all three parts, but in a version which fits in also in a concert length. Messiah, when you perform every piece of it, it will have an extremely long duration. And I made a version which I believe works very, very well. Of course, you have the highlights, the Hallelujah and so on. You know, it's a really wonderful music. And all soloists are coming, have fantastic arias to sing, showcases, and the chorus plays a prominent role anyway. It's a piece which always amazes me, and I believe that it is so popular. There is just one reason. It's just fantastic music. And always when something popular, people like it because they are so fond of that wonderful melodies. And once again, like the Mozart C minor Mass, the message Handel gives with the music is also, it has a certain spirituality. And of course, written in a different time, some years, 1741, was it written? So it is 40 years later, Mozart's minor C minor Mass in a different style, also Viennese classic, Handel in the Baroque time, and the melodies and the way he created this chorus is fantastic, mighty but also sensitive chorus. The purity, which we have talked about Mozart, is in Handel as well. And there's a dignity in this music which it impresses me all the time. And that's the reason why I want to do it in Pittsburgh, and want to present it in this special holiday season. Unfortunately, only one time, but it is beautiful that all those singers who are singing in the Mozart C minor Mass were also willing to sing the Messiah. There's just one exception. We have instead of an alto female singer, we have a countertenor. And Reginald, he's a wonderful black singer who will make his debut with us.
It never gets old, does it? Like Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker during the holiday. It never gets old.
There's a reason why there is a tradition, Nutcracker and Messiah in the holiday season. It's so true because it's the music is created and it is music for eternity. I must say it is so rich in the content, so rich in emotions that I personally have always the feeling you can play this over and over and you will never get tired about that. You will always be so impressed. And this is this is what good music does, and that's what institution like the Heinz Hall and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra offer, and we are here to make people happy and give them a very strong experience when they hear this live concert.
Radio listeners can't see you wearing your Fred Rogers Center St. Vincent College jacket. You look very smart wearing it today.
Well, at least I look very smart. I'm not sure why I'm smart, but at least I love music.
I'm using the word smart only in the design sense. Oh my! And you had a great weekend with. Where did you get the jacket, by the way? Was it given to you on a special occasion? You conduct there on now and then.
Well, the monks of the Benedictine monks of St. Vincent's. They regularly sent me some gifts, you know, what they just and this was one of the gifts when we have performed some years ago in this wonderful monastery of St. Vincent. So it is beautiful that to connect in. And by the way, it is not only beautiful to look at it, but it is also warm. It warms my heart, and it is also warm in this time when it's a little cold or getting a little bit colder. So it fulfills the purpose completely.
I'll never forget Joanne Rogers giving you a hug in your dressing room after some of the concerts on tour. She enjoyed the orchestra and your work so much. I have to say goodbye, but it was wonderful to see Anna Maria. Your daughter was here over the weekend.
I was so happy that a member of my family could join me last week, and it was a joy because she also works in the music business, and that this was for me wonderful to see. After some years she could not come to Pittsburgh, now sees the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra playing so wonderfully, and the Thanksgiving tradition was special to her as well, so and sure she will come back.
And where is her base now? Where is she living?
She's living in Austria, in Vienna. In fact, she's working now in the Vienna Konzerthaus in the artistic department and helping for all the projects and the artists. Had a certain experience some months ago when I worked, had a concert in the Wiener Konzerthaus. And the one who helped me backstage was my daughter. It was a premiere.
I don't know if I will have a chance to see you this weekend. I will be there at the concert to wish you the very happiest of holiday seasons.
Thank you, and I wish also all listeners of WQED a wonderful holiday season, and come to the concerts in the Heinz Hall. I'm sure you will not regret it. It will be a wonderful musical experience.